Super Bowl 100 may seem to be a long way off, because it is, but it's never too early for a preview. And believe it or not, we have one coming up. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The internet is awash in predictions for the more immediate future. As soon as Super Bowl 50 was over, people began predicting who would play in Super Bowl 51. The Patriots, the Seahawks, and the Steelers are among the early favorites. Good picks?
I think they're pretty good picks, yeah. They're also the chalk picks. I think certainly Seattle is. Although the lack of respect for a very young Denver defense and the apparent feeling that Carolina will now collapse after their upset loss is kind of interesting, actually.
Well, let's back up a year. How did you like Super Bowl L?
Super Bowl L.
I insist on calling it Super Bowl L. I don't care what the officials say.
Attaboy. I thought Super Bowl L was an L of a game.
Excellent.
Tell me you didn't think of that too, by the way. I mean, sometimes it's really good to see really, really good defense just make a hash out of really good offense. And I don't think you'll ever see a better performance in a Super Bowl than Denver's Von Miller had.
The NFL apparently will not allow players with felony or misdemeanor convictions related to domestic violence, sexual assault, or weapons charges to participate in the NFL Combine or attend the draft. However, said felons and misdemeanor committers can still be drafted and employed in the NFL. Does the memo stating all this, which ESPN apparently obtained this week, mean anything?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. On delicate issues, the NFL is notorious for taking one step forward and three steps back. This is definitely a step forward, but it doesn't go anywhere near far enough.
Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh says his team will conduct spring practice in Florida, which baseball teams have been doing for a great long time. But a lot of people are dismayed by this. Harbaugh says, come on, we'll go to the beach, we'll have some fun in the sun. What do you think?
Well, it's obviously a recruiting tool. If you can go into a high school player's home in upper Michigan or northern Minnesota and say, hey, guess what? We're going to have spring practice in Fort Lauderdale. I suspect you'll land a few players.
Officials at Mississippi have said that there were, quote, no surprises in the NCAA report that says its football program and two other programs have broken lots and lots of rules. Does this mean the officials knew they were breaking the rules, or that they knew the NCAA would find something for which to slam them because that's what the NCAA does?
Well, a lot of the violations had already been self-reported by the institution, so that's probably what they mean by they weren't surprised. My surprise is that it was so thoroughgoing throughout the athletic department.
You mean teams other than the ones that most people pay a lot of attention to?
Yeah.
Right. We've discussed many, many former athletes who were diagnosed with CTE. This week, Toronto researchers determined that former NHL enforcer Todd Ewan, who died last year at the age of 49, reportedly at his own hand, did not suffer from CTE. How does this alter the discussion, if it does?
I mean, I'm not neurologist enough to know conclusively, but it might be the exception that proves the rule. It might be something else. And there might be other ways that concussions affect the brain that leading to behavioral trouble that we don't know about yet.
The WNBA, 20 years old this season, has a new president. Her name is Lisa Borders. She's currently a vice president at Coca-Cola, and she already knows NBA Commissioner Adam Silver because they're both on the board of trustees at Duke University. I'm not saying it's not what you know, but it's who you know. But are you saying that?
No, I'm not going to say that either. If they are friends and they can cooperate to each other's mutual benefit, why not? I mean, this is the way most boards of directors in American industries work.
Yeah, plus Duke sends lots of people to each organization, I would
assume. That's exactly right. It's an all-purpose merger.
After a streak where they lost 9 of 10 games, the New York Knicks fired Derek Fisher and hired Kurt Rambis as their head coach. What is it with the Knicks and guys who used to win championships with the Lakers?
I don't know, but they seem to be quite a coaching tree. And, of course, the Knicks these days are the definition of insanity, trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I have no idea whether Kurt Rambis will be a very good coach or not. Derek Fisher certainly was the wrong man for the wrong job in the wrong place. So we'll see. But I do hope that the Rambis youth, who used to wear incredibly ugly sports glasses and follow the Lakers around, may have grown up and will now show up at Knicks games wearing, you know, wire rims or something, or contact lenses.
As you know, Charlie, we like to save some of the funny stories for last, so... I'm not even sure I can get this one out. But anyway, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said this week that his state's budget crisis might mean the end of LSU football. And go!
I do not. I believe this is an empty threat because I think the people of Louisiana, given the choice between having a university with a football team or a football team without a university, might perilously choose the latter.
Yeah, see, I thought you were going to say the people of Louisiana, given a choice between having a football team at LSU and a governor, would choose the football team.
Yeah, I mean, I would not like to be, you know, John Bel Edwards' correspondence secretary for the next couple of days.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.